Welcome to This is Bliss. My name is Arlana, and I will be your host as we explore the path of walking along our highest soul's journey. Today I'm going to talk to you about something that may seem very familiar and yet has a bit of a different spin than maybe what you're used to. The concept of Feng Shui has been redefined to be used on a much more personalized level, transforming how we dress and how we create our personal persona, and how we attract things into our lives. The fact is, everything from your hairstyle to the style of shoes you wear helps to affect and create your personal chi or personal energy, and it can be enhanced by the implementation of the structure and traditions of Feng Shui. The enhanced concept is actually called Fashion Feng Shui. And in 2006, I traveled to Boston to train as a Fashion Feng Shui facilitator. I had the opportunity to train under the creator herself, Ivana Maggiore. Her background had led her to develop a self-empowerment system that connects you to your true essence by dressing with intention. Maggiore, who has now moved on from this world, was both a Feng Shui master and an international award-winning image consultant. Maggiore and her business partner, Louise Erdling, began applying fashion feng shui to a personal appearance and style in the late 1990s, which they described as a holistic method for creating harmony and balance in your appearance. Learning to use this energy in your life is very powerful in many ways. You can change the energy of your environment to attract positive energy, while the same is true of your most intimate environment, the clothing that you wear. Individuals project a certain aura based on how their organic color schemes mingles with the energy of various colors. According to the study of fashion feng shui, people are mirrored in nature and their coloring, their hair, skin, and eyes. It's all reflected by the colors of the elements. Water is black and dark tones. Wood is blues and greens. Fires, reds. Earth, the yellows and browns, and metal, the whites and the iridescents. Individuals can be a combination of these color schemes. Water, very dark hair, skin, and eyes, and you may be perceived as mysterious, exotic, or sensual. Wood, blue or green tints in your eyes, light hair, olive skin. This will link you to the energies of heaven, the blue sky, and earth of green plants. You may be perceived as approachable and very natural. Fire energy. If you have red tones to your hair, skin, and eyes, you naturally attract attention, and you may be perceived as dazzling, warm, and exciting. Earth would be your hair, skin, and eyes evoke the natural richness of golden fields of grain, and you may be perceived as stable, conservative, and familiar. And lastly, metal. If your coloring is very pale or silver toned, and you are perceived as refined, delicate, and perhaps aloof. Now everyone has a basic energy that they probably relate to a bit more predominantly, but you can also be a combination of these energies. This information really just touches on the basics of our elemental energies. There are other stages that can help us to define and express ourselves more authentically. We can use this energy to help develop our intentional energy, to embrace different elements of our spiritual growth that we want to follow or to pursue. I believe that by honoring your essence, defining your intention, and dressing in harmony with those energies, you can create an image that is empowering and in balance with who you really are and is truly essential to developing the person that you really want to be. It can help you to bring in harmony and abundance into your life as well. I found this to be one of the most powerful self-image tools that I'd ever learned to work with. It helped me pull together the elements of my style, with my personality, with the energies that I wanted to project, but also bring into my life. It's helped me to attract many wonderful opportunities into my life, to connect with amazing people, and to draw in the people and events and experiences that I want to aspire to, that I want to have in my life. This has been a very empowering experience for me that I have used to incorporate and encourage transformation and growth in my life. If you would like to learn more about this, I encourage you to reach out to me, and I would love to share more of the details of how this energy can be incorporated into your day-to-day life to make changes or to encourage your own personal growth.
Thank you for joining me here today. I look forward to sharing more insights with you in the coming days. Look for me on social media as Arlana Insights and the podcast This is Bliss. Please share and follow. Blessings and namaste.